a late 20s, and he settled in Cherokee County in 1832 whenever they took it over from the Cherokee Indians in Cherokee Territory. And he moved in there in the Ball Ground Militia District, and he lived in that community there until he died in 1886 or 7. The latter part of the 18-something. And he had a son that was Samuel, which was my great-grandfather, and he fought in the Civil War with Phillips Legion. And we don't have too much record of him, but I have someone that I think that has some news of that, has some records of him. He said he had a list of all the Phillips Legions that were buried in Virginia, so he could be. He carried his horse with him and saddle, so that's one reason he got in there, that they would enlist these men. If they had their own horse and saddles, they could take them with them and be in the cavalry like. And so I'm hoping that I will find out if he is buried in Virginia or where he is buried. Don't know. Then my grandfather, which is Rectorbeck, he was born up there in Cherokee in 1849. And my grandmother, she was a Jarvis, and her father lived over in the bend of the river. I've been to the place where they lived, and up on the hill from the house that sits down here on this road, and then you go up on a little hill up there, and there's where they are buried. My grandmother's father and mother, and there's an iron fence around the two graves with a double monument there, and that's off of the Route 5 above Canton there, before you get to Gober. Turn off to the right and go back over in the bend of the river. And then my grandmother's buried at Sharp Mountain, and my grandfather's buried there by his grandfather. And then I have some aunts that's buried there and an uncle in that cemetery. I have four generations that's buried right there in that cemetery. So they were settled in that part there. So then that comes down that whenever my wife wanted to trace her family back about 62 or 3, something like that, some 10, 11 years ago, and I wasn't least bit interested in it, and I just said, well, I'll go along with you and see what you about it. So I went with her down to the archives, and she says, well, maybe you can find something. So she look up something, maybe you can find something on your family. So I got the 18 and 80 censors and found it up in there in Cherokee County, the Ball Ground Militia District. And I found my grandfather, and he was living next door to Solomon, and my great-great-grandfather, and there it was listed, he and my grandmother, and my Uncle Jeff and Uncle Russell and my daddy's, and then that just set me on fire.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw his name on some records that was 80 years old, you know, that just does something to you. And so from then on, I've been trying to get all I can about it, and then I've accumulated this other part that I've told you about. Mm-hmm. But the oddity of this, how I got this record of him coming over, my ancestor coming over with William the Conqueror, in 1941, there was some outfit in Washington was advertised in a magazine, Family Records. So I sent them $1 and got the Beck record in 1941, and I brought it, had all this information in it, but it didn't mean a thing to me, just a bunch of words, you see. And then after we found out about this, Drusilla remembered that we got that, and she got that out, and we still got it.